Early in September of 1540, Hernando de Soto and hundreds of armed and armored Europeans, along with enslaved Africans, captured Indian porters, and a menagerie of horses, dogs, and pigs, marched down from the Appalachian Highlands along the Coosa River and passed across an imaginary line that, far in the future, would demark the boundary of the state of Georgia. You could say that Alabama's frontier history began that day, although that geopolitical division of the early 19th century would have been meaningless to either De Soto or the Native Americans he encountered. The Indians who witnessed the passage of the horsemen and foot soldiers through the forests and the fields lived, that they believed, at the center of the world. On farmsteads and in small hamlets, and the occasional larger towns that, together, constituted individual chiefdoms. The chiefdoms of that region were part of the paramount chiefdom of Coosa, which stretched from what would become southeastern Tennessee through northwestern Georgia into the northeast corner of Alabama. De Soto himself understood that he was passing through Coosa. He had, after all, fed his army on the maize, fruits, nuts, and meat of the chiefdom for weeks, and now was moving southwestward with the chief and his sister in tow as hostages. But to his eyes, this was just a small portion of a larger world that the Spanish called La Florida, an extensive, if indeterminate, land stretching north and west from the Gulf and Atlantic coasts. The king had named De Soto governor of those lands, and in September, he was eager to push on to see if his dreams of wealth might be realized in the next chiefdom. The Spanish called expeditions like that of Hernando de Soto entradas, which literally meant entrances. Part exploratory marches, part treasure hunts, part displays of martial intimidation and conquest. If Howard Lamar and Leonard Thompson are right in their definition of a frontier as a territory or zone of interpenetration between two previously distinct societies that opens when the first representatives of the intrusive society arrive, then De Soto's entrada marked the beginning of Alabama's frontier, not as a straight line between imaginary states, but as a contested borderland. Tracing De Soto's route and pinpointing the various towns and chiefdoms visited by the Spaniards has been an arduous task for historians and anthropologists, one that remains incomplete and debated. They've parsed with written chronicles of the entrada for clues about miles marched and landscape features spied, and have dug through the soil at numerous archaeological sites. Their work, blending European perceptions of an alien landscape with the detritus of everyday life in Indian towns and villages, has brought us closer not just to uncovering De Soto's path, but to understanding the character of the southeastern borderlands. Look at a map of De Soto's route, and you are, from one perspective, witnessing an invasion, a penetration, the bold line snaking northward, deep into the interior, before sweeping in an arc through Alabama makes manifest Imperial Spain's quest for empire and wealth. It was a mission informed by the earlier conquests of the Aztecs and the Incas, but one destined for a different outcome. A failure hinted at in the devolution of the path into a confused meander west of the Mississippi River. The conquistador died on the banks of that river, never having found the gold or the wealthy Indian societies that his previous experiences had led him to believe might lie hidden in the southeastern interior. With that, Spain took one significant step back from its dreams of a northern empire. Look again at that path, however, and this time you discover an Indian world, a tracing of a line from chiefdom to chiefdom as De Soto chased after rumors of gold over the next hill, or grimly marched his men on empty stomachs to the next town with stores of maize to be appropriated, all while being directed by Indian guides. That route was the marriage of the imperial and the indigenous, shaped by the motivations and experiences that propelled the Spaniards into the heart of the interior and by the realities of the land and people that they found there. This history of frontier Alabama begins with Europeans traversing an Indian world in 1540 and ends in the mid-1830s with the final removal of the Creek Indians from a state that now belonged to American settlers intent on making cotton king.